This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. 80 members of the U.S. House are co-sponsoring a bill to immediately defund Planned Parenthood after discovering evidence of specimen collection and sale from abortions. The lead sponsor says it is disheartening enough that Planned Parenthood performs well over 300,000 abortions a year, but adds that this latest news is almost too much to bear. Meanwhile, the major networks continue to censor both videos exposing the sale of specimens collected by means of abortion. The Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals in Missouri rendered a unanimous decision saying individuals can sue to stop the White House from forcing them to obey the HHS contraceptive mandate. President and Chief Counsel of the Thomas More Society, Tom Brechka, declared it a huge victory for religious liberty and says their clients' religious liberty claims will benefit from the Hobby Lobby precedent. This is Life News Radio. You may have seen their curriculum in the National Catholic Register, or you've heard of the Life Principles. If you are an educator or are responsible for high school curricula, you really do need to see the work of Healing the Culture. At healingtheculture.com, you'll discover how modern technology and tested teaching methods are inspiring students to embrace pro-life convictions permanently. Visit healingtheculture.com. Scientists have made tiny human hearts from ethically derived iPS cells, the induced pluripotent stem cells created by a Japanese researcher. However, media outlets have gotten the discussion of stem cells so mixed up, they still mention the word embryo, where no embryos are involved, only skin cells. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.